This is a classic brown thinking eye. It has been radically lightened. That is evidenced by the washed out sclera. So we've lightened this eye. Finding these eyes and this type of eye is the most difficult. And the reason is the brown eye is the eye that, as we've talked about, is more akin to the equator in the warmer climates. The warm climate actually creates constriction on the inside of the body because the outside of the body is sweating and expanding. And so the thinking type eye at this level in its classic form is in its head and thinking. It's an internal process. And so their nervous systems tend to get overworked. They can get anxious. They can get nervous. They can go through panic or an anxiety. This type, evidenced by the dot, is more up in its head, and it's the internal experience that's constantly moving from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep. So their overall therapy and what they need in the environment they live in is expansion. And what supports expansion is actually a cold environment on the outside, which creates constriction on the outside, which has the opposite effect in the body, which creates expansion, which is their medicine. So you find these types gravitating towards the colder environments. The further north you get, the more that climate suits them. The more you get to the warmer environments, it's more conducive to the emotional type person. So it's very difficult to find these types have the dark brown eye with very many spots. And because the brown eye is less, generally speaking, has less structural components in it. I think because it's kind of an older, wiser eye and things were as pronounced back then. It's the green eye and blue eye that came out with this more spontaneous, outward, and demonstrative expression of things. The brown eye is more grounded and practical, which fits very well into the pattern within this eye that tends to be more habitual, do things on a regular basis the way we've always done it. They like consistency and patterns and habits and rituals. They would prefer to know and understand what's happening. In fact, they need to understand what's happening. Now, we have to remember that underneath all of this velvety, beautiful look of this brown eye are neurogenic fibers. So the neurogenic fibers naturally connect you to your environment and the earth. As this one gets analytical, it's actually going to become more practical and become more grounded and become do things in more of a logical, linear way. When this type gets stressed, it tends to shut down and go inside. It has a greater tendency to blame itself and to think something's wrong with it. And if it doesn't do that, and it's very, very stressed, it may use authority and power and masculine strength, even if it's a woman, to override or overpower somebody. It can be judgmental, critical, it can tear you up with words, but it's once again has command of the mind, the word, the knowledge, and the information. So if it uncorks, it's going to do it in a very calculated, piercing way. The lesson of this type is always going to be its opposite. The lesson is get out of your head, get into your heart, open to the expansiveness and the mystery. This type usually goes to the right brain, and because they want to understand things, they also want to prove them so they can become religious zealots or priests, or they, you know, trying to understand the mystery of life or God. They can become philosophers or those types of things, but their inquisitive mind never stops. And the gift of this type is a knowing that comes without logical explanation. And it comes from the gift of connecting to the fibers in the eyes, which are the intuition, and know things without having to prove them or understand them. They give up the need to be right, which is one of their big lessons. They can accept the fact that they've made a mistake. They have some humility. Their whole identity isn't wrapped up in their intelligence. And they've learned to move into their heart to connect with others. They're very strong, powerful, stable people that create an anchor for the rest of the world, and particularly their opposite type, the emotional type. So their strong stability can be their asset, and it can also take them to the anchor at the bottom of the ocean. So hopefully we're moving into that higher state of knowledge, which is truly their gift of inspiration and wisdom coming through them. Once again, all of these images have been color enhanced. The brightness has been increased in the contrast, and that's evidenced by the washed out scleras. We once again are looking for the dotted pigmentations, and the eye that has the most color when they have a lot of color like this. And this is very obvious when you're trying to figure out what this type is, because you can see a couple lacunae in here. But when you look at all the color in the left iris, or the one on the right side of the screen in the pair of, on the upper left, then you'll see that there's a greater color concentration in that left eye. And that denotes the fact of a long-term movement from the left brain to the right brain, which is getting out of the head, getting into the heart. So this is a normal hemispheric movement that's attempting to create some kind of balance. Once again, this is the thinking type. Because it has a couple of the lacuna in there, it's going to add a bit of a charge to it, which means that they're going to become more dynamic. The lacuna add almost a bit of some emotion to their kind of thinking, analytical, at times robotic experience when they're stressed, and it brings more life and animation to them. So this type is moving over to the right brain, trying to expand itself. Some of the patterns that are affecting it is that it probably had a father that was very perfectionistic and very critical, evidenced by the pattern at 6 o'clock in the right eye. Once again, we're in the pattern in the upper left-hand side of your screen. And that perfection is so big in this eye, because being mind-oriented and thinking and accomplishment-oriented, now adding the fact that you have to be perfect or it's a perfect world, there are such deep, deep implications to perfection and what it means, and being judged and being criticized and right and wrong. I'm preparing to write a whole booklet just on it, and I've put a lot of information out on this area because it's highly and radically affects our personality, our relationships, how we see ourselves, how we see others, how we see the world, how we see religion and God. And it is a very, very, very powerful pattern on this planet. And so you combine that with the sore in the eye at about the 5 o'clock position, 4:30 position. And that has to do with intimate feeling communication. So there wasn't a connection to the father, and there was no bonding, and there was this criticalness. So you can see this huge movement over here to the left eye on the right side of that pair. And if you look to the top, you'll see some darker streaks, which is probably this person may have gone into spiritual or religious studies and understanding to try to find resolve in the heavens with their pain from the father. And there's an anger pattern there with the mother, with a dot and a lacuna. And so this is a pattern that doesn't feel supported anywhere. And that's kind of evidenced by the dot that's at 8:30 in the left eye, which is about self-reliance and independence. So this is kind of going inside and trying to find it, while yet having this intrinsic desire to need to know and understand the mystery of life. What makes me work? Why is all of this happening? A constant barrage of questions of needing to understand. And as one of my teachers used to say, the mind is a jealous lover. So over, if we go to the pair in the upper right, we have another brown eye, and you've got a couple of, once again, it's very, very rare to find brown eyes with more than two or three or even four sora in their eyes. So we have to give a lot of impact to these brown ones, because they one sora is more like three or four or five in a green eye or a blue eye. So once again, what you see more in these eyes are the tiger stripes. And the tiger stripes, I read the darker stripes in the positions chart. So if you have these dark eyes, then you can download our free positions chart, and you can put your eyes next to that and just match the areas up. And wherever you see a dark streak, which is in the right eye, in this pair on the upper right, directly at the 9 o'clock position, you'll see a very dark one. You can come down to the 8 o'clock position, you'll see a kind of a thick one. And so you can begin to interpret these positions based on this. Based on the Sora that we see up at about the 10 o'clock position, that's up in that will rebellion area. So this is a very, very large desire to be seen and to be noticed for their originality and who they are. And because this is getting that ring that's starting to form there, the empathy has caused them to serve a lot of people, and they're needing to be seen. So this is there's something that's wanting to come out of this person, some acknowledgement that they always wanted from their father that would help them reevaluate their whole relationship to their self and their personal identity. Relationships can be a challenge as we move over into their left eye, because this is this person's relationship. Let's say this was a man. They feels like women's eyes, but let's say it's a man. Moved over into the left eye, that spot that sits right there at that 9 o'clock position is right in the area of the voice or what's most important to them. Getting out their inner truth is going to be very big. And I have a feeling that's what all of the rebellion is about, is to get their mother to listen or to finally speak up in a way that hasn't been possible because their mother has been repressed through their generations and how the female has been repressed in many cultures with their voice, their opinion, and their self-worth. Let's go to the eyes in the lower left. We have a bit of an inconsistency here. We have a darker eye on the left eye or the right side of the screen, and then we have a very large pupil on the left side of the screen or in the right eye. Pupil dilation is quick, changes more quickly than anything. Color concentrations take years and years and years. So this says that there's a long-term movement out and away from the father over to the mother, but that more currently they're experiencing this challenge that they have with authority, because that dot that you see at the 8 o'clock position on the periphery has to do with anger with authority. And this is such a classic one in this eye, because this is the one that is the authority. Remember, they like to be right. They like to understand. They like to explain. They pride themselves on information and knowledge and what they know. And yet, to step into their own authority would be to hate the very thing that they're pushing up against and resisting. So finding a peace with the father, finding a place to own their own truth without seeking approval, without seeking the recognition, without somebody validating them or their credentials or their degrees, their university certificates, and to see them for who they are as a human being is what this person really, really values. And it's going to be very challenging when they go to relationships, because in the left eye, at the position of self-esteem, it's probably a person that works really hard in relationship and feels like they can't please their partner. So at this point, they've given it up and they're going in to try to find a new identity, which is what happens when this type moves to the left brain. But they have to be cautious because their mind is so strong and that movement into the left brain is more constriction. So unresolved things could come out as worry, panic, anxiety, sleep patterns be affected. So this person is really being asked to grow. This is a challenging time in life. Let's move to the lower right. And we'll see another level of the thinking type. The big white ring is indicating that probably the fibers have played a large role in their life. They've been compassionate and understanding, give it away to everybody. They're trying to find their own purpose and place. They're upset with father because they had to work hard to get nurturing, which they never really got, and the kind of physical love and attention that they really desired to be met as a person and a child, father to daughter or father to son. They're more, this ring tends to happen after the age of 40. In the brown eye, I've seen it at 20. It's really a time of going in and finding oneself, finding your clarity, finding your purpose, being willing for this thinking type I to be willing to take criticism and judgment because somebody doesn't agree with you, somebody has a different position, not collapsing into other people, but standing in your own truth and your own groundedness and your own self-confidence, regardless of what the rest of the world is telling you. That doesn't mean that you're not responsible for how your actions affect others, but it's more being able to have a difference of opinion and not collapsing because everybody doesn't agree or you feel like you did it wrong. So this type is really learning to transcend right and wrong to move into a greater power of knowing.